the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a train conductor is dead after the New Jersey Transit River Line train he was operating hit a tree this morning. The train with 42 passengers on board was headed north through Mansfield around 6 a.m. when the accident happened. According to a transit spokesman, the operator was trapped inside and pronounced dead at the scene. Multiple passengers were also injured. None appear to be life-threatening. It's still not clear how the tree wound up on the tracks. Three police officers are lucky to be alive after being attacked by a carjacker on the George Washington Bridge early Sunday morning. The Bergen County Prosecutor's Office says the scary incident began in South Hackensack around 2:30 a.m. Police were called to a crash on Route 46. They learned the crashed vehicle had been stolen out of New York City in an armed carjacking. The carjacker fled the scene, stole another car, which stalled on the bridge. When police found the suspect, he attacked with a knife, slashing three officers. Police have not named the suspect, who was hospitalized after he was subdued. The Ocean County Vocational Technical School in Toms River offers a two-year pre-nursing program for high school juniors and seniors to prepare them for a nursing career, says instructor Tony N. Ravalli. Year one of the program is spent doing both classroom and skills laboratory tasks.
We cover content such as medical terminology, anatomy and physiology, legal and ethical issues in healthcare, and students will go into our brand new state-of-the-art patient care lab and do some of the patient care skills.
Year two is the certified nursing assistant curriculum. Upon completion, students are eligible to receive 5 college credits. More information about the program is at nj1015.com. This portion of the news made possible by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapa. Maple Leaf is having its annual fall fun fest with a corn maze, petting zoo, train rides, and more. Mums 5 for $10. Hanging baskets only $5.99. They are wholesale to the public. Visit Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapa, New Jersey. The prices are insane. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is introducing legislation to make child care more affordable for families. Advocates for Children of New Jersey's Diane Delano says families across the country struggle to afford access to high-quality child care.
Child care costs in New Jersey often exceed the federal affordability benchmark of 7% of a family's income, with average annual costs for full-time care for infants now at about $19,500 per child.
The congressman wants to expand tax credits to help open new child care centers in an effort to lower the price of enrollment. Child care facilities say they're also struggling, especially when it comes to overhead operating costs and hiring quality staff while it experiences a staffing crisis. Here are the latest New Jersey 101.5 news. When you want, where you want, and on demand, go to nj1015.com. Click on demand. The wind picks up today. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather is going to have pretty much windy conditions and a mix of clouds and sun for the rest of the day today. We're going to also have windy gusts that could be as high as 35 miles per hour. High temperatures are going to be generally in the mid to upper 60s. Clear for the overnight, it will be colder, with lows dipping down to 40 inland and around 45 at the coast. For tomorrow, we're even cooler. It'll be breezy as well, with some sunshine, highs only in the upper 50s, then down to the mid-50s on Wednesday with a partly sunny sky, and we're still going to be experiencing that breeze. Looking ahead, the weather for the rest of the week is going to see temperatures back into that more comfortable zone around the mid to upper 60s with sunshine. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Right now, Somerville is 63, Asbury Park is 64, Woodbury is 68. Weather brought to you by 1-800-NJ-LEGAL, your premier destination for top-notch personal injury attorneys in the Garden State, powered by the Haddad Law Firm, specializing in cases like auto accidents, workplace injuries, and more. Call 1-800-NJ-LEGAL or visit 1-800-NJ-LEGAL.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.